Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Escape to the Magic. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And we are doing something a little different tonight. We are recording... What's the best way to put this? We're like not in studio. We are holding our microphones for the first time.
Yes. Trying something new. Hopefully the audio comes through.
So if this episode ends up being released, then we know that... Then you know as a listener that it came out all right.
This is more of our relaxed.
Yeah, this is a very relaxed episode.
Yeah.
We just had some free time tonight. We're like, let's get together and record.
So let me ask you a question just as we start off here.
Yeah.
If you had your choice between parks in the morning or parks at night, which do you prefer?
Parks at night.
Absolutely.
100%. That's not even a question. There's no debate in that.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it just, the lighting and everything like that in the parks is so much better at night. You know, as you get to that point where crowds are, I'm saying all things being equal, right? So in the morning, let's say you had low crowds, cooler weather, same thing in the evenings, right? You have lower crowds, typically cooler weather, but just adding that ambiance of the lighting at night, I think brings the parks to another level.
Well, I think the lighting does provide an amazing ambiance.
For sure.
You can't replicate that obviously in the morning because there's no darkness.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's pretty obvious. Call me Captain Obvious from here on out, right? But there's just something about night.
Yeah.
I think there's just something about night. The sound, you know, scientifically carries better at night. So I think the music is more audible at night.
Yeah.
So nighttime is just, it's where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. So that got me thinking. I'm glad you answered that way because I feel the same way. So it gets me thinking. What if we were to choose our top attractions to ride at night?
So our favorite attractions to do at night at Disney World.
Yeah, what are some of your favorites? So maybe let's go park to park. Maybe start with one of the tougher ones in Animal Kingdom since it's, number one, it's rarely open past dark. And so if it's dusk, let's say that.
So obviously you're going to have Everest at Animal Kingdom. Expedition Everest at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
With the non-functioning Yeti. that's one attraction. The safari is rarely operational past a certain hour.
Yeah. They do have a ride that is ride at dusk. That one is kind of nice because the animals tend to be a little bit more active right before. That's where mornings win at Animal Kingdom.
Okay, no, true. That's true.
I think mornings at Animal Kingdom are superior to evenings at Animal Kingdom.
But if you throw in Pandora at night, so Pandora there at Animal Kingdom where Flight of Passage resides and where Navi River Journey, which both are indoor attractions, but... The land itself is amazing at night, but that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah,
we're talking about the attractions.
The actual riding on the attraction.
So what else is there at Animal Kingdom? So you have Everest, you have...
Dinosaurs
indoors.
Yeah. Really, Everest is...
Is it just Everest?
Everest in the safari ride, Kilimanjaro Safaris. It's probably your only two attractions that you're riding outside at night.
Yeah. When was the last time you were at Animal Kingdom... At night. It's been a few years.
It's been several
years.
Their
operational hours have been just, they don't stay open late.
Right.
You know, so anyway.
Okay, so let's say for Animal Kingdom, I'm going to throw Safari out. Kilimanjaro Safari, I'm throwing it out.
All right.
Because you're really not at night. You're more early evening, dusk type of thing, right?
Yeah, so just really just Everest.
So really just Everest.
Okay.
All right. You want to finish at Magic Kingdom?
Let's finish at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So let's go to Hollywood Studios.
Ooh, Hollywood Studios. All right, best attractions to do at night. Well, you have, Tower of Terror. Even though it's an indoor attraction, when you go up the elevator, those doors open.
It's true.
It's a different experience. I would say that's amazing at night. Slinky Dog at night.
Awesome.
Is awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. That's really it. Toy Story Mania is inside. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance is inside. Star Tours is inside. Rock and Roller Coaster is inside. Maybe this wasn't such a great episode. Okay, so
we're like, let's come up with the episode.
Yeah. So really and truly, it's just Slinky Dog Dash as your end Twilight or Tower Terror Twilight Zone. So
wait a minute, is that it?
Of your outdoor rides.
Star Tours is inside. Alien Swirling Saucers, but that doesn't, I mean, the technically it's outside.
You could put that on your list, yeah.
It's outside.
Good call.
I mean, it is covered, but it is outside.
The other one is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad and Millennium Falcon, but okay. Those are both indoor rides.
We need to correct something. Every single time you say Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
Railway. Listen, you're on a train. It's a railroad.
You're on a train, yes. Okay. Dude, speaking of that, did you hear that for the Jollywood Nights, they have an ice skating show now?
What? No.
Yeah, right in front of the Chinese theater there. So,
crazy.
Yeah, anyway. So really, so in terms of nighttime riots, Tower of Terror and Slinky Dog.
Yeah.
And that's it?
And Alien Swirling Saucers.
Alien Swirling Saucers, okay.
All right, let's go to Epcot. So now, I mean, this is going to be a pretty slim pickings list as well. Your rides are going to be Frozen Ever After, Three Caballeros, Guardians. These are all inside.
All indoors.
Let's see. Of course, you have Test Track. That, you go outside. Mission Space, indoor.
Ugh.
golly. That's really it. Soarin', indoor.
Indoor. Spaceship Earth is indoors.
Indoor. This was not a
They knew what they were doing, though. Building a park in Central Florida with the heat.
You have to have a lot of indoor.
You have to have a lot of indoor stuff. So,
really, Test Track.
Test Track. And
it's very limited
outdoors. Yeah. But the fastest part is outdoors.
Yeah.
So, I would say that's better at night. When the doors open, so you're on the attraction, and you've done the first 75%, and you get up to the ramp, and the doors open, you shoot out. It's more fun at night.
I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the big boy here, Magic Kingdom. So this is going to give us a few more. I'll pull up my list here. I mean, several of these are outdoor as well here. So you got Astro Orbiter, it's outdoor.
Okay.
Barnstormer, Big Thunder. I'm just going to go the outdoor ones. Dumbo. Golly, Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Yep. That one was not on my original list. Let's see, you got Pirates, but that's inside. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Okay.
Space Mountain is indoor. Tron. That's an amazing one outside. And that's it. So Tron is our last. So basically, Tron, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Sorry, Jungle Cruise, Big Thunder, Barnstormer, Astro Orbiter.
Okay. So, yeah, not a whole lot of options. I mean, yeah, obviously more options at Magic Kingdom, but overall, when speaking about the four parks, not a ton of outdoor attractions.
Yeah.
Which, again, we're not going to be complaining because when you go there during the summer, like you want these attractions to be indoors. So,
yeah. You especially want the queues to be indoor.
The queues to be indoors. Now, if you're factoring in outdoor queues with some of these attractions, like, for example, Haunted Mansion, which is entirely indoors, but a lot of the queue is outdoors. The queue at night's a lot of fun.
The queue at night is a lot of fun because they have a few little Easter eggs, and it's obviously it adds to the spookiness.
Yeah, for sure. So, out of what, maybe 10 total?
Yeah, probably 10 total.
All right, so let's talk about...
Let's maybe talk about our top three.
Top three.
For me, all three for me are going to come out of the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So it's going to be... No, it's not. I'm sorry. Sorry. So my top three would be Big Thunder, Slinky Dog Dash, and Tron. Those would be my top three outdoor rides to ride at night. Tron, Slinky Dog Dash, and Big Thunder Mountain.
In that order.
Man. This happened on our tournament, as it came down to me of Big Thunder versus Tron. And what, do you remember this?
I do remember this, yeah.
Yeah. And our scenario was, it's the end of the night, you're right smack dab in the middle of the park, and you can either go to Big Thunder or you can go to Tron.
Yeah. You've already answered this question.
I already have.
You remember what you answered?
I answered Big Thunder. And I think it ended up winning the tournament because of that.
It wasn't Tron that won the tournament?
Maybe it was.
I thought you chose Tron.
Did I? I don't know. Go back and listen to that.
Not only are we March idiots, Madness. We have poor memories.
Yeah, that's okay. No shocker there.
Yeah. No. But I think if you're not ranking them, so Tron, Big Thunder, and Seven Dwarfs, or Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog. For me.
For you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Tron is, it's got to be included. So Tron, obviously, the newest attraction in Magic Kingdom. And if you haven't done it yet, it is one of those attractions that is probably 1,000% better at night.
Oh, yeah.
Even, I mean, during the daytime, it's a fun attraction. And again, a good portion of it is indoors. But the way the lighting concepts, like, it does feel like you're in the digital world, right? That they have put you in the grid.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's just the way they design that and the lighting. I mean, it took them 5 years to design it. So yeah. Not design it, but build it.
I think it's one of those rides also that it's so great at night that even if you're just standing underneath the attraction, watching it as it comes over that big big bank and turn, and that's when everybody starts doing the Superman move where they kind of sit up in their chairs and you see them all
sit
come
up
around
and
the
stand up
in the chair.
Yeah.
But and then the canopy or whatever you want to call that covering, it's changing from blue to orange as well. And I just think, again, from an outdoor at night perspective, I can't think of a better area than the whole Tron area. And then to actually be able to experience the ride and be on it as all of that is going on just takes it to the next level.
Yeah. So here's what I'll say about the Tron outdoor part. The music is amazing. The lighting's amazing. And again, I'm not trying to knock it, but I did feel like there was something a little lacking. I can't put my finger on it, but I think just walking up the ramp, you see the sign Tron, you see the lighting, you see the coaster itself. But I think there's not a lot going on around Tron, right? Like a lot of the other like Big Thunder's got Splash Mountain. It's got Tiana's right there.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion's got stuff going on around it. Like there's things that are going on around these other attractions.
That's one we didn't mention. We totally skipped Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, that's right. We did.
It's primarily outdoors or indoors, but it has an outdoor drop.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah. Well, we haven't done Tiana's.
We haven't done
it yet.
Now, so let's keep it off.
So, yeah. Well.
And even when it was Splash, that was not necessarily my favorite thing to do at night. So I think we're okay.
I don't know. I may have to amend mine because Splash Mountain at night was pretty cool.
I've done Splash Mountain at night with you when it was freezing.
That's right. You have. Anyway, so
okay, sorry.
Back to Tron. So I think Tron obviously needs to be included in that list. I think for me, I mean Big Thunder because the entire attraction is outdoors.
Yes,
and you get a nice view of the castle all lit up.
Yes, several different views of the castle. Yeah. I think there's the one where you're on the lift as you're going up I think it's the first drop.
Yeah.
And then there's another couple of times where you're winding around. Actually, when you're looping around and you come close to the Rivers of America and all that, and you can kind of see across Tom Sawyer's Island to the castle, I think that's a beautiful view.
Let's digress for a second. I wonder, what do you think is going to happen? So when they build this new Cars Land, you think they're going to factor in, take into consideration the view, the vantage point from Big Thunder? Like, are they going to intentionally not block the castle because people know? Because that ride, Big Thunder, has such a just kind of this nostalgic and well-known view of the castle?
I really do think that they'll take that into consideration, because I think the Imagineers in general really take into account sight lines. I think they've done
an amazing
job of figuring out sight lines and just different ways that they can not only use them to their advantage as far as like maybe hiding things that they don't want to, or taking that sight line so that it blurs out what they don't want you to see. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the back of a building. Maybe it's Tower of Terror when you're standing in Epcot and you want to, you know, have that hidden view, but it's there, but you have to figure out a way to get it.
So that's a funny anecdote. I wonder how many people know that when you're standing at, you know, you're looking at the World Showcase from, you know, not the entrance of Epcot, but you enter Epcot and you kind of walk towards the entrance of World Showcase. I wonder how many people know that you can actually see Tower of Terror.
So if you're if you're looking straight across the country, straight across the lake, in the World Showcase is Morocco, and there's a certain coloring. It's kind of this beige, reddish sandstone type of coloring. Well, if you look very carefully, you will see that actually there is the outline of the Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. And again, to my point, I think that the Imagineers do such a great job of realizing, oh my gosh, there's this building, there's this object that is part of this sight line or this view. How do we make sure that we account for that? Yeah. And so back to your original question, yes, I think somehow they'll have to figure out how to blend in the new Cars Land, or whatever it's going to be called, that was the old Tom Sawyer Island, and still give great views of the castle.
No, I think you're right. I think they'll take that into consideration and they won't jack with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what I think will be awesome is just as we continue down this rabbit hole, it's supposed to be this outdoor, off-road.
Yeah, I think like that'll
tie. Yeah, I think that'll tie so beautifully into the scenery of Big Thunder Mountain.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
So I think they'll be able to work with that and still show the castle, and because there are just some phenomenal views of the castle at night on Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, there are.
Just beautiful. And I don't know, I've never been able to do this, but if you could ride Big Thunder during Happily Ever After. The reason why I've never done it is because I wouldn't give up watching Happily Ever After. But I've heard if there's a fireworks show going on and you're able to be on Big Thunder as the fireworks are going off with the castle in the background, it's just breathtaking.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I want to say that I've seen it on Big Thunder. Yeah.
My wife and girls have, because they're not as big Happily Ever After fans as I am. And so they've been on Big Thunder as the fireworks are going off.
While you're down.
While I'm down watching.
You know, tearing up, watching the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. So back to the original. So Tron, Big Thunder Mountain.
Let's talk about Slinky Dog just for a minute, just to give it its, I mean, for me, it's going to come in at third place, but just to give it its proper respect, you know, again, the theming in Toy Story Land itself is just so phenomenal with the toys and the Christmas lights. Yeah, and the background music and the loop music that's going on. So good. They did such a great job with that land. But then when they start to light it up, it just takes it to the next level, I think, at night. I think Toy Story Land is one of those lands that's better at night than it is during the day. Just because, again, they did such a great job with the ambiance and the lighting and the scenery and everything like that. So being on Slinky Dog, and it's a very bright and colorful, has a lot of flashing lights on it.
That's true,
So I think it's a good, solid third place team, if you will, for our rides at night.
Okay. I would say for me, I would probably replace Slinky Dog with Tower of Terror. Despite the fact that the outdoor portion of Tower of Terror, you may have 5 seconds total.
Right.
But it's those 5 seconds that when you're, you know, being pulled up and being pulled down, and when those doors open, you get, it seems like you're up higher, maybe. And
I wouldn't know, my eyes are.
Yeah, your eyes are always closed.
Yeah.
You got the kung fu grip on the handlebars. There's no smile from Deck and Tower of Terror.
Never.
So, but no, I think when those doors open, you see the lights from Hollywood Studios, you know, on the ground floor. It's really cool. It's a really cool feature.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a problem with heights, I'm sure that's a phenomenal view.
No, because you're strapped into a cage that, like, there's literally no chance of you falling.
Oh, you're falling.
No, you're being pulled down. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can respect that because, again, I mean, I wish I didn't have the fear of heights that I do, because I've always wanted to ride in that big balloon there at Disney Springs that goes up.
Oh, you, there's no way you can pay me enough money to get.
Really?
No, I'm
but I'm just saying from a view perspective, to be able to have that aerial view.
Yeah.
Or like if you were able to get on top of the Contemporary Hotel, there's a restaurant up there.
Oh, yeah.
So to be able to just see across the Magic Kingdom, or to see across all of, you know, Hollywood Studios or Epcot or whatever it is, I think that would be spectacular.
Yeah. So, dude, let's do this real fast. We kind of hit on it for a second. Let's go through the lands real fast. Which land is better at night? So we have, you know, all the lands at Magic Kingdom. You have Toy Story Land. You have World Showcase. You have the neighborhoods, the new neighborhoods at Epcot. You have Animal Kingdom. Well, Animal Kingdom, let's say.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom, it's just Pandora.
It's just Pandora.
I mean, that is the clear winner of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
So if you go to, let's go the same direction we did before. So next would be Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
To me, that's going to be a tough argument between Galaxy's Edge and Toy Story Land.
Okay.
I think both of those lands do such a great job at night.
Yeah.
I would have to lean, for me personally, I would lean towards Galaxy's Edge just because, again, the way they do the lighting up the spires or whatever they're called of Galaxy's Edge, it just looks so cool.
And the way the Millennium Falcon is lit up at night, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not just that, but the way they have the other ships
lit up and backlighted.
Yeah, I would say I would agree with that. And I think, too, Sunset Boulevard.
Hard to beat.
Hard to beat.
Yeah.
You know?
Hard to beat.
All right, so Epcot World Showcase is amazing at night.
Yeah. To me, that's the clear winner.
Man, I'll tell you what. You get a nice, I don't want to say super cold, like just a nice, cool evening at Epcot, walking the World Showcase with the lights lit up, the fire, the lanterns lit up around around the lake there. That is an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Getting some from
Germany.
Germany.
Yeah.
I do know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know, or some baguettes from Le Halle.
That'd be nice.
Anyway.
So Magic Kingdom to me is going to be a harder one to nail down as to which land I like the most at night. Like Main Street at night.
It's got to be Main Street, dude. I think that's the only answer.
It's pretty amazing.
Main Street.
This is going to sound crazy, but I love the Tangled bathrooms there in the back.
That area used to be nicer. It's still a nice area.
Yeah.
But back before it became the popular bathroom hangout, like listening to the Tangled soundtrack back there, you could almost take a little. It used to be not very crowded.
Yeah.
Now you could actually get a little nap in on one of the benches.
Now it's definitely a gathering spot.
Now it's a gathering spot. It's a stroller gathering spot.
Yeah.
It's a pinch point because it's a small world. You have Peter Pan all right there.
And what you brought up earlier about the back of Frontierland, where you have Splash Mountain and you have Big Thunder Mountain and just that whole area, even some of Tom Sawyer Island is lit up. That's a very peaceful, relaxing area to be back there, especially when crowds are lower and not so busy. That's a great area to be.
Yeah.
And again, the way Disney does their backlighting with all the spires and the caverns of Big Thunder are just so good.
That'd be a cool documentary that they should put on Disney Plus, is how they light things up.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun documentary.
Yeah.
All right. So of all the lands, Which one you like? If you had to choose one, all right, Dak, you get to spend the next 4 hours of your night in one land. Which land are you picking? Or one part of a park?
Yeah. As far as spending time, I'll say this: the one that I would choose that I like the most, that to me brings the most emotion and feeling, is I'm going to incorporate the hub.
You have to.
With Main Street.
You have to.
Right? Just, there's so many times that I've been on trips where I just sit down and just listen to the loop music that's going on at night.
You're about to cry right now.
I'm about to cry right now. No, it's just so peaceful. Yeah. I love it. I love Main Street at night with the lights, especially like after the show.
Yeah.
And people have kind of cleared out. It's, to me, it's the best.
And I would say, pro tip, and we've talked about this before, but you and I went to a pass holder party to what, 2017, 2018?
Yeah.
It's been a while. But it was one of those pass holder parties that started at 10 o'clock. So after the park closed, it was from 10 to 1 o'clock. And I remember, I think you and I, by like 12 o'clock, had done all the rides.
Yeah.
And I don't think there were 1,000 people in the park at that time of night.
No, it was empty.
It was empty. And I think having pretty much Main Street in the hub, pretty much to ourselves.
Yeah.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard your wife tell a story of her having a late evening dining reservation.
Yeah, and
being
her sister. Yeah.
some of the last people out of the park, and so Main Street was basically empty for them. I've experienced that a few times.
Yeah.
Luckily, you know, not an experience that everybody gets to have. Everything's got to be perfect.
It's got to line up, and you have to be willing to wait for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, even after the park closes. So they're not going to necessarily kick you out, but they will shepherd you towards the exit.
That's right.
But if you just take your time, there's a chance that you can be one of the last people out. So,
yeah. So I guess coming back to our original conversation, land, I would say definitely Main Street and the hub. I have to throw in, because I just love them, the little firefly lights they have in the trees. That's like a dream of mine to do in my backyard. Yep. So that's the next evolution of my home, my Disney home.
Okay.
And then for me, I think just thinking about it more, I think Tron still would win my best ride at night. I love Big Thunder Mountain. It's my favorite ride of all of Disney parks. But I think just, again, Tron checks enough boxes for me to name it my number one night ride.
Okay. I'm down with Tron being the number one night ride. I would say for me, Main Street and the Hub, great place to be at night. World Showcase, great place to be at night.
If you had to choose between the two.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think for different reasons.
Yeah.
So hard to not choose Main Street in the Hub, because that is classic. That's just classic. To me, that's classic Walt, right? That's just Disney through and through.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they typically will keep the projection mapping going on the castle, and so it has different looks and lighting to it as well. Yeah. And so, yeah, to me, it's just a winner.
Well, best things we like about Disney at night. There you go.
There you go.
Well, guys, we appreciate it. Hopefully you've enjoyed this shorter episode. But check us out on all of our social media accounts, Facebook, TikTok, and what's the other one? Instagram.
Yeah. There you go. The gram.
You know, we're trying to post a little bit more. Maybe, you know, we're trying to post a little bit more, trying to keep people engaged. So anyway, as always, give us a 5-star review, share it with your friends and family. And check us out for a new episode every Wednesday morning.
Take care.